Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Wow, sneezed on the intro. Sorry. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Miracle Man Show. Live on this Tuesday, May the 28th of 2019. Even though outside today here, it does not feel like May 28th whatsoever. It feels more like April 20th. It's kind of strange here in Michigan. Today, the highest it got was 60 here in Midland. And when it got up to like 66, a bit more of a difference than what I would call normal between here and there. But then Detroit got up to 81. 81 of all temperatures, 81 today, which is quite a big difference, you ask me. But the next few days, we're going to be in the very low 70s, and then into the mid to high 60s for a few days, and then more 70s, so kind of like near average to below average the next little bit. I was hoping there would be some more days closer to and above 80 degrees because the city pool here in Midland, the city pool opens a week from Saturday, literally opens the day after the kids here in Midland get out of school. By the way, many of the kids down in the southern U.S., I won't say most, I will say many, like a whole lot of them. Like in many states, kids in many states have gotten out, like much of Kentucky, much of Tennessee, most of Georgia, not North Carolina yet, but like some are like Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and some other southern states, even some of Ohio, but not here in Michigan yet, but a couple things I want to get into on student calendars, I mean school calendars real quick. There's a certain website where you can go on and you can see the calendar for school districts for so many. And I've been curious for a little while about some of the ones down like the south. There's one calendar, it caught my eye. School district, like just north of the Tennessee state line, along I-75, Corbin, Kentucky, their county school system, there's something of note. Last day of school next year, May 8th. May 8th. To me, that's a little early, don't you think? I feel like that's a little early. Don't you, Ava? Don't you think that's a bit early? I think it's a bit early. Because can you imagine how early in August they'll probably have to go back? And August is one of the two hottest months of the year. And I've heard of like May 22nd, May 23rd, May 24th, May 21st, May 20th. Don't you think May 8th is a bit much, Ava? What? To be getting out early. I think because because if you're in a state that mandates 180 days, you can guarantee they'll be going back in July. You know what I mean? Which to me is like, I think that's bad. Because that's why I say, you know, it's better for them to, like, not start until 2 weeks prior to Labor Day at the very earliest. And then try to keep it closer to, like, Memorial Day, even, like, May 17th, 16th, 18th, something like that if you want to. But before Mother's Day, that just sounds weird. Now, one state, Texas, they banned schools from getting done before May 15th. Now, I saw another article today about how they claim that kids lose so much during the summer, and that's why they need year-round school. But the thing with balanced calendars is, balanced calendar schools, they do not learn more because they go to school just as many days as traditional. And you can just make it harder because they're not being off along the summer. That means there's more breaks, like, spread out, and that can make it more challenging for parents to find care. At least during the summer, it's a bit more continual. And there's something to be said about summer. And they always argue about the reason they had summer was for farming. Well, the idea of this summer is so ingrained in our society. And apparently these balanced calendar schools, these kids basically don't do better on standardized tests. They don't. Which is, not to mention it makes it expensive to do year-round because you got to buy the air conditioning and stuff if you don't have it. So it's just better to leave it the way it is, I feel like. Just go from there. And just something to think about, you know, whether your kids are going to be out in a week and a half, 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe, or if you're like much of the South where school got done. I'm guessing you saw some pictures of, like, those people you know from Kentucky or whatever, those last day of school pictures, didn't you? Ava, didn't you see some of those? And even on Facebook in general, you've already seen a lot of them. But basically, the vast majority of them are from southern states, though, aren't they? Also, I would say that if I were to prescribe a calendar, like, we'll just say I'm the doctor. We'll just say, like, I'm the calendar coordinator or something like that, and I have to prescribe what I think is the best option. I would say go to the first week of June, or just before if you wish, and then don't send them back until at least 2 weeks before Labor Day, if not later. Don't you feel like that's probably the best prescription? Do you know what I mean? Like if I were to prescribe or to consult, like what they should be doing. That's not a bad idea, is it? Because it just makes the most sense. Because that October fall break, what's that about? You've heard of those before too, haven't you? And then 4 week of Thanksgiving, I've heard of that too. In a way, that can be nice, but I also think it's kind of weird. But that's my take on that. You take with it what you want to. All right. So now, speaking of summer and what have you, I'm going to get into, you know, we just came through a holiday weekend, one of the biggest barbecue weekends of the whole year. And I wanted to think about, you know, what's one of the what are some of my like favorite things to have made on the grill? Or if not even that, foods you would eat at an outdoor grill and barbecue that may not even have been grilled. Ultimately, for me, for a main course, in order, I would say, hot dogs and brats are almost tied, and then burgers, and then chickens back near the back. Unless it's got barbecue chicken, got barbecue on it. And then for like a side, I would say baked beans is a big one. Maybe some mac and cheese. And then also some chips, be it Lay's or otherwise, but never baked. Never baked. Not salty enough, not crunchy enough. Whoever made the baked ones, I don't know. They might be a criminal. Don't you agree, Ava?
Behaving. You're always behaving.
Yeah.
Don't you agree, though, Ava? Don't you think, like, though, eating those baked chips is almost like a sin? But, yep, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but fairly. In my mind, I would say fried only. Now, the sun chips are supposed to be better for you and what have you, but at least they're still fried, I feel like, or made some other way. And they still have the full amount of salt. Because the baked ones, I feel like they totally cut corners. They're, in a way, they're almost not as crunchy. They're not as salty, are they? It's like they're totally lacking something. Even the bag feels different.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like. All the fried stuff. You know you're going to die sooner if you eat the fried, right? Who knows? I say no. I also say to each his own, though. But sometimes it's just better left original.
Yeah.
Or flavor enhanced, but not baked. When it comes to the chips. Because once they've been baked, they've been messed up. Now, another good thing to have, I think, is if you want to have dessert as part of the barbecue, I would say either some cookies, some brownies, maybe some cheesecake, And if you're gonna do, and if you're gonna do cheesecake, either have it on its own or have some ice cream to go with it. If you do ice cream, I'd maybe do it in a separate bowl, and here's why. When you're eating cheesecake, I want nothing else in the way. You don't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean it's sacred. Now I get it. You can't compare it to the Word of God, but in a way, it's like this cheesecake is almost like holy ground. Don't you agree? Like they don't put anything on it that would take away from, you know. Like it's just left best the way it is. If you were hungry enough, do you feel like you could just eat a whole cheesecake? Amen. Maybe not a good idea, but Batman, you know, cheesecake is so amazing. I like to have at a barbecue. And of course, you know, on a really hot day, you can never go wrong with some ice cream. Just hope there's a freezer right nearby. And then to drink, oh, of course, America's favorite soda, Coca-Cola, with your choice of flavor, regular, cherry, vanilla, or the new one, the orange vanilla Coke. Now, one of my helpers, she had a family member that used to make garlic burgers. He used to make garlic burgers. Yes, he made garlic burgers. She told me. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us on Earth.
Garlic burgers?
Garlic burgers.
Garlic burgers. Garlic on... There's like garlic butter and garlic salt on the bun. Those things are so good. I wish someone would have saved. I wish someone would have saved that recipe. Apparently, someone decided it wasn't important enough to save it. But if I had one of those, that would possibly change up this whole list. Because it's just amazing, you know, to all that food at the barbecue, you know, chips and that. And I've had some pretty good times with those. I remember one time when I was very little, we were eating hot dogs on a boat. Hot dogs, chips, Coca-Cola. I think I was having a Sprite, but you get the picture. I was eating on a boat that most of our family had rented, me, my mom, my brother, my grandma and grandpa, and some cousins. And it was just beautiful. And it was so nice to be able to do that, to be on that boat and get to eat all that food. Something about that just sounds awesome, doesn't it? Having those hot dogs and that right there on the boat. Wouldn't that be a dream? Able to get to eat food like that on a boat. You say, what about a filet mignon on a boat? No. I mean, it might be okay, but I'd rather have some burgers, mystery tubes, brats, stuff like that on the boat to eat. With chips, maybe some popcorn, like the flavored, cheesy flavored popcorn. And like I said, maybe some dessert items if you want to go that route. Or maybe baked beans or mac and cheese. And then, of course, the Coca-Cola. Got to keep it original, right? Now, have you heard of anyone grilling a pizza, Ava? Doesn't it sound kind of good in a way?
I feel like the cheese is good everywhere. Don't you?
Unless you looked up online grilled pizza, grilled pizzas.
Yeah.
A barbecue grilled pizza or whatever, something like that. Or maybe pizza grilled summer. Barbecue, something like that, you know. Because. I don't know. That might be good. You know, like whether it's just a family night or whatever, and you're grilling some stuff, or maybe in several weeks for Father's Day, or a couple weeks after that, the 4th of July, to throw some of that on the grill. That might be a good idea if you're looking for something different to grill. Especially if you happen to have one of those families that's going up north for a few days and you're going to be somewhere like where you're going to be grilling everything, you know. And so, yeah, like I said, I've had some pretty good memories of all that wonderful food. Sitting outside in the sun eating it. Oh, yes. And right this minute, I don't care right now if it's too hot right this minute, because I think this May could have been a lot better when it comes to the weather. Because I'm ready to go back to Plymouth and start canning again. Aren't you? Aren't you ready to go to Plymouth and start canning?
Yeah.
Because it's like. And they say, you know, the more exposed you get to the sun, the less sap you ought to burn. Now, listeners, I want to encourage you and talk to you real quick about how you can tell others how to be a part of the show. Okay? You can have prospective listeners go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. After they get on the website, there will be a search bar. In this search bar, they can type in upfront entertainment. After they have typed that in, there will be a link that says Live and Large. Go ahead and click on that. After that, there'll be a follow button. No, excuse me. There'll be a button that says Miracle Man. Go ahead and click on that. That's our show page. After that, there'll be a button that says Follow. You want to click on that because then you're going to start getting notified as we get ready to do our shows. So tomorrow night, 6:30, there'll be another show. And then next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you got the picture. We always like to say it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. And we really believe that. You know, we always, I like to say, we serve real people. No, we're real people. We are real people. We have real problems. But we serve a real God who is well able to be there for us. And he delivers us. Amen. And yes, Jesus. Just thinking about the greatness of God. Amen. Amen. Yes. And then we have a phone number where you can call in to be a part of the show to talk to me, the Miracle Man, about generally anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about sports? If you know anything about maybe that grilled barbecue pizza, or something like that. Did you look it up?
Me?
Yes.
No, my mom called me.
What?
My mom just called me.
Oh, whoops.
No, you're home.
Sorry. But anyhow, you can call to talk to me about generally anything you would like to, as long as it's not political. The reason why I don't talk about politics is because we just believe that talking about that here on the show doesn't necessarily breathe life into the show. Yeah. Yes, I follow up. Yes, I watch, listen to the news. Yes, I listen to, there's good talk shows that I can recommend, but I will not be using this platform to do that. If I did that, that would have to have its very own platform. Which I may do some. I didn't say will. I didn't say it's highly likely. I said maybe someday down the road. I don't know yet. But basically anything you want to talk about, the number to call into the show to talk to the Miracle Man is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener. My assistant will let me know that we have a caller. My assistant will answer the phone, and then they will let me know that we have a caller. I'm going to say okay, and I'll let you on the air. As I said, generally, anything goes as long as it's not political. You know, do you need prayer? Or what up? Just go ahead and call me. And hopefully we can get some wonderful calls tonight. We're going to pray, and then we're going to go to Luke 17. And I'm going to talk to you guys about the last days. And so I'm going to pray real quick, and then I'm going to open my Bible. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful show. I thank you for these listeners that have made the choice, the determination to be a part of the show, wherever they are. and whatever device they are using to listen to this program. I just thank you, Lord God, that these people come with hearts ready to receive and ears ready to hear from your word of God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you just strengthen these listeners. You know what these listeners have need of. Yes, you do know. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. Give them strength. Give them healing. Give them whatever they're believing you for tonight, Jesus. I don't care what it is. I'm believing you, Lord God, that they are going to have whatever they're believing you for. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you that you used me as an oracle tonight. Also, Lord, I claim right now over the show that finances are coming into the show, increases in listenership are coming to the show, sponsors and partners are coming into this radio program, Lord God, and most importantly, a big harvest of souls is coming to this program via this radio show in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Now, as I said, we're going to Luke 17. Woo! By the way, listeners, you're at home. You're studying with me. When I say to turn to a scripture, shout, whistle, get up, clap, do something. Get excited about the Word of God. Yes, get excited about the Word of God because when I think about the goodness of God and what He's done for me, and when I think about the goodness of God and how God set me free, I want to dance, shout, jump, whistle, praise. I'm just so glad. So thankful for what the Lord has done for me. Amen. And also, whatever I do here at McDonald's, I want you to feel free to be a part of it for the next little bit. If I pray, you pray. If I sing, you sing. I'm opening the Bible to study. You go ahead and open it with me so that we can study together. Amen. And amen and amen and amen. I'm just about there. I'm now there. I'm just giving you a moment to catch up to me. You're not there. All right, now I'm there. We're going to begin reading. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to the person to whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone thrown around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times he comes back to you and he says, I repent, forgive him. the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." I'd love to stop right there and preach, but it's not my message for the night. Verse 7. "Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit down to eat'? Would he not rather say, 'Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink'? After that, you may eat and drink. What do you think the servant? Because he did what he was told to do. So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" Verse 11. "Now on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy came to him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourself to the priest.' And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, for he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, 'Were all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Have no pity. One found to return and give praise to God, except this person.' Then he said to him, 'Rise, go. Your faith has made you well.'" Now pay very close attention. Verse 20. "Once, having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, 'The kingdom of God does not come The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation. Other people will say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." Then he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you won't see it. Men will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after them, for the Son of Man in his day will be just like the lightning, when flames and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, he must suffer many things, just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, drinking, marrying, being given in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating, drinking, buying, selling. They planted and they built until the day Lot left Sodom. And fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like that on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who was on the roof of his house with his goods inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the fields should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife? Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two men will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left. Where, Lord? They asked. He replied, where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather. Let me just...
You're okay. Hold on, you're right here.
I'm just finding that part where it talks about those excuses. I'm just looking for it. I'm going to look backwards, too, now. It's not about the rich man of Lazarus. And what I want to get in your spirit is this. These people were giving all kinds of excuses to Jesus. And they were basically saying, you know, I got married. I got married, so I can't come. And oh, here it is. Luke 14. Let's go to Luke 14:15. And we're going to go down to the end of the chapter. Because after this parable, there's one more parable I want to share with you. Verse 15. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come. You can come inside and eat now. Everything's ready.' But they all began to make excuses. The first one said, 'I've just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Verse 19, another said, 'I've just gotten 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' 'What? What are you talking about? You can't bring your wife? That's a lame excuse. Ava, don't you think that's a lame excuse? I got married, so I can't come to the party.'"
Yeah, that is a lame excuse.
Well, when they start talking about this, you're going to realize that's lame. Well, I'm going to keep reading. Verse 21. The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the city and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there's still room.' Then the master told his servants, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those men who were invited will taste my banquet.'" And then the cost of following Jesus. Like I said, we're going to go to the end of the chapter. And then you can sit around to the fire, as I said. Verse 25. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus.
Yeah.
And turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers, his sisters, yes, even his own life. He can't be my disciple. What? And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? And if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build it, but was not able to finish it." Or suppose a king is able to go to war against another king. Will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is unable, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. The same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how then can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear the word. Let him receive and hold it up. All right. Let's review now. So in this parable, this man plans a banquet. And in verse 16 of chapter 14, he says, you know, there's a certain man that's preparing a great banquet, and he invited many guests. And at the time of the banquet, he told his servant, you know, obviously in those days there were no phones and what have you. They barely had clocks. I don't know if they even knew yet how to use the sun to tell time, to be able to tell, well, I got the banquet's at 6 o'clock. We're just saying it's at 6. I don't know what time it was. I have no idea whatsoever. We'll just say the banquet's at 6. Because in the Israel day, you know, they had 12-hour days. So we'll just say the banquet's at 6. So he told them to go to tell those who had been invited, come, everything is now ready. But they all alike begin to make excuses as to why they could not be at the banquet. Well, you know, I mean, what's this banquet have to do with anything?
Yeah.
I'll get to what it has to do with it in a minute.
That's okay. You can say I got me any done.
And the first said, I just bought a field. I must go and see it. Please excuse me. Oh, like you can't go look at it in the morning. Another said, I've just bought 5 yoke of oxen. I've got to go try them out. Please excuse me. Oh. And another said, I just got married. I can't come. You mean to tell me you can't bring your wife? You mean to tell me you can't bring your wife? Wow. The servant came back and told his master about what all had happened. And the servant, and the master basically said, go out quickly into the streets of the city. Bring in the poor, the lame, the blind, and the crippled. And then they said, and then the servant says, you know, I brought all these people. There's still room. This house is not full yet.
Not right now.
Then the man told his servant, go out to the roads and country alleys and make them come so that my house will be full. And then he tells them, not one of these men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.
I got my CNA. I'm called the Monster.
What's that? All right, listeners.
Certified nursing assistant.
Some of you listeners may be thinking, you know, what's this whole banquet thing have to do with following God? Well, imagine that you have this very special, very divine appointment.
That's a lot of schooling.
What did he say?
What?
What about a lawyer?
I always wanted to be a lawyer, but I never took it on, and I wish I did.
But I'm just doing the show. But for the scenario, though, folks, but like I was saying, we'll just say you have this divine appointment. You know? Or whatever. Or this is like the house of God. What excuse do you make for skipping church all the time? If you're like a frequent church skipper, and we'll say your church has 3 services a week and you come to 2, and then every week you skip a service. Sometimes you skip Sunday night. Other times you might skip Thursday night or Wednesday night, depending on your church. Some other times, every once in a while, you might skip a Sunday morning. Now, vacations happen. And things like that happen. I was not in church this past Sunday myself. That ought not be every single week. What excuses are you making all the time that you're not in the house of God? Tonight I had this, and on Thursday night I have this appointment, and it gets done at, you know, the appointment's at 7 o'clock, church starts at 7, so I guess I can't go to church. Or, I got married, I can't come to church. I had a baby, I won't be in church for a couple of months. Hey, when did that marriage, that wife of your, or husband of yours, or that baby, become so much more important than God? You can't bring that spouse to church with you? You can't bring that baby to the house of God with you? Bring them up in the things of God? is the last day. If you are one of those constant church skippers where you're skipping church services like every week, and it's beyond I work Sunday nights or I work Thursday nights, it's just petty reasons. Or if you completely quit coming to the house of God, oh, that lukewarm verse comes to me. I would that you were cold or hot. Because you were lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Now I'll leave that part of it at that. But lukewarm. Lukewarm. We'll just say, I do real good the two services a week that I'm in church. I shout, I clap, I give in the offering, I tithe. But, you know, maybe I'm involved, maybe I'm not in other parts, but I skip one service every single week. That can be a sign of lukewarmness. God doesn't want lukewarm. He'd rather have you be cold or hot. And by the way, there's more to it than just attending church. What's your Bible reading like, life like? How's your prayer life? How do you act? Do you go to church one day, run into the house of the God and clap and shout and give your tithes and offerings and pray and worship and then run out there and gossip and talebear, talk against each other, cuss, smoke, talk against your pastor, and then run back in the house of God and fast and pray and forgive your brothers, and then run back out there and get baptized and all that other stuff, and then run back in here and get baptized again. I mean, run back in the house of God. God does not want you in and out. Judas did that. Judas had two different sets of vocabulary, two different sets of friends, two different conduct, in a sense. He'd follow Jesus and do all that stuff like I just said, you know, give your tithes and offerings, praise, worship, clap, shout, and study. But then he'd go back out there and be with his other friends, and he'd run back in. And then he betrayed Jesus. Hey, what you gonna do on Judgment Day? Are you going to be ready to go? Or are you going to say, excuse me, I got this to take care of. I got that to take care of. Please, God, please wait like 3 hours. Lord, please wait a couple weeks. I got a bunch of people I need to ask for forgiveness to. And I got all this other stuff I still need to do. He won't wait. And so we'll say you get left. Then what are you going to do? You going to die? I mean, are you going to deny Jesus? Or are you going to take a bullet for him? And I just line you up and they might shoot. And then you end up going to heaven. Now, you ask me, what will that day of the coming of the Son of Man be like, of Jesus be like? Well, in Luke 17, here's what it says. The day of the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the day of Noah. You know, people were out there buying, selling, and they were just marrying, giving in marriage, eating, drinking. There were commerce, jobs, and just like today, until the day the flood came and destroyed everything. Then, after that, here is what will happen. I'm sorry about that. But anyhow, listeners, as I was saying a minute ago, it'll be like the day of Noah. It'll also be like the day of Lot. It'll be just like the day of Noah and the day of Lot. Because on the day of Lot, you see, on that day of Lot, like I said, on that day of Lot, here's what will happen. I mean, here's what did happen. On that certain day of Lot, people were buying, planting, selling, building, until the day Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. And these people were wicked, wicked, wicked in Sodom and Gomorrah. And no one on the day of judgment should be going down. I mean, on the day of the rapture, no one, wherever they are, no one should be going back inside to get their stuff. Whenever the trumpet calls, be ready. You got to be ready. You can't just be not ready. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready. You got to be right with God. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God. Sorry. Now, I thank God for everything. I thank God for everything. Now, that is what is like. Now, I got to tell you something real quick. Did you know Jesus talked much more about the day we live in than what he talked about the day he lived in? It's so true. He talked more about the day we live in than he talked about the day he lived in. And I don't just say that for something to say. It's so true. Amen. He talked more about the day we live in than what he did today, you know, that he lived in. And I just think about that, and I just go, he's coming. Because this is the last of the last of the last of the last of the last days. And it ain't no time to be playing around. It is not the time to be playing around at all. It's really not. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that these listeners receive this challenge tonight from you, Lord God, and that they just, Lord, and that they would just believe you, Lord God, for whatever, you know, they have need of. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. All right. Now. For sports. Real quickly, the Tigers anyhow, for sports, Tigers yesterday fell 5-3 to the Baltimore Orioles. So they lose that series 3-1. Now, tonight they start a new series. I'm not sure who they're playing. But hopefully they can really start turning around and really start playing a lot better. I really hope they can. All right. All right. But anyhow, here is how it looks for the finals. The Raptors will start playing the Warriors for the NBA Finals on Thursday night. No, we don't know about me right now. But anyhow, I look at this series. It's hard to tell what's going to happen. I was really impressed with how Toronto handled Milwaukee. I was really impressed. And so I think it's going to be pretty good. I think it'll be a good series. I really do. And I really hope it can be a good series. But anyhow, listeners, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.